This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Another bad performance by Cade Smith, and I've seen plenty of people on social media just asking the very real question, is closing just beyond Cade Smith?
Yeah, it's such an odd thing because it just seems like it is. It seems like he's a really good setup man. He's a good eighth inning guy. And for whatever reason, he just can't handle the bright lights of closing a game.
So what's weird about it to me is, like, I don't even consider setup men to be, like, closer adjacent the way that I used to. Like, I think the second toughest job out of the bullpen
isn't closing.
No. I think it's the high leverage role.
That is the fireman role.
I think it's the Andrew Miller role.
That's the fireman role.
Okay, well, yeah. Now that we know that, so it's the fireman role.
Sorry.
I think that's such, and I think it's even tougher because you could pitch a third of an inning, you could pitch two innings. And it's just weird to watch Cade Smith in much higher leverage moments than a fair amount of these blown saves or losses or, the guy that hands the loss to another reliever have been. I think he's been better in the higher leverage moments than even closing.
I wish we could find out why Vogt is just hell-bent on putting him out there for that last batter in the eighth inning to then try to set him up for the ninth inning. I don't know why he does this. I'm sure he just thinks that there's got to be something to it.
He's done this with Class A, too.
No, he has.
I think has driven you crazy, too.
At the rate that we've seen it, while also then seeing Smith not be successful doing it, is the part that I just find interesting. I'm sure there's a rational, good reason. And listen, I'm never against the idea that you're short on arms in the bullpen right now. The bullpen is not nearly as good as it was. You think the world of Cade Smith, so as many batters as he can face, probably a good thing to end up doing. But it's odd because I've seen this now multiple times. Final out of the eighth inning, and then it either struggles or he struggles to even complete the eighth inning, and it just feels different. I don't know. I'm not sure I've seen this recently, at least from Vogt, to the degree that he's doing it.
I mean, his ERA at one point was down to 2.62, and then it is bumped back up in five appearances, to being 3.41. Like, that is a huge spike for a reliever that has thrown a butt ton of games. Now, what I do want to point out here, though, is up until, I want to say it was the 18th, so mm-hmm. the Arizona series,
yeah,
he had quietly been really good in place of Emmanuel Class A.
Yeah.
So much so that fans were saying, Emmanuel who? And so I there's a part of me that just naturally pushes back, and it's been like he's had four really unfortunate appearances in his last seven games. I personally am not ready to write him off just because who the hell else is walking through that door the rest of this season that he can't prove to you
well,
he can do this?
That's it. So for this season, you're just kind of stuck with it, and it is what it is. But this is a, to steal a Browns term and what they're trying to do, this is a fact-finding mission. You were trying to figure out if he could be the closer next year or if he's just going to be a setup man and that's all you can rely on him with. You know this with bullpens, though, Nick. It's so scary because these guys have it and then they just don't. And for a lot of these guys, they never get it back.
So I think with Cade Smith, I'm willing to give him more than just this trial run. And again, if he looks really bad, if we're talking John Rocker implosion in September, well, I will change my tune at some point. But there's a part of me that I still don't have.
He turns into a racist and a bigot? What happened?
Just don't interview him with Sports Illustrated and you'll be fine.
Get him away from those Subways.
Not going to continue going where I wanted to go with that. But there's a part of me that like, okay, yeah, the last seven games have been atrocious. I don't know that I need there's a part of me that thinks the Guardian should go, well, we completely changed his role halfway into the season, and it wasn't because he had earned it. It was because Emmanuel Clase got suspended for a full season. He's not been sure the entire time whether he's going to have the job the rest of the season or not. I think you almost have to be okay with throwing him out there again as a closer next year if Clase isn't back, which I think we all assume he isn't going to be, just because it's like in the same way that, okay, maybe his time is up, he's not as good. Yeah, some closers have. I mean, I remember Billy Wagner. Toronto and Oakland, the stupid little soul patch. Billy, it's a K last name. Why? It's not Coke. Billy Koch.
Okay.
Billy had like 2 or 3 years where he was just elite, then went through a 2 or 3 year period where he wasn't good, and then he went back to being elite. I think this is pretty common for even elite end of the bullpen guys.
Well, and you can see stretches. The problem with this is that this has gone a little bit too far. Like Mariano Rivera used to have all week, every single season, where he just looked like he was lost, didn't have it. And you can go look up his baseball reference page, too. And it just there's like 1 week every single year where Yankees fans would freak out over Mariano Rivera. The problem is that Cade Smith has now bled this we're going on 3 weeks of this. And this is a real opportunity that he was given. And it just doesn't seem like he's holding on to it.
The only pushback I would go is he had put three really nice performances together before last night. Like, that's where when I say 4 of 7, he had three awful appearances right in a row. Then he was three damn near lights out, and then last night happened. And I think people have just the newness of this, the freshness of this is in their mind. It was like, it looked like he was in the right trajectory. Going into last night, I didn't think he was going to blow the game because he had been so good in the last two Tampa Bay games and the one Seattle game he pitched.
Yeah, I had that Friday night in my head a couple Friday nights ago. That one's still sticking with me in many ways. But my confidence in him has been damaged when he comes into a game, and this is how I can typically tell where I'm feeling with a certain closer, at least. When he comes into the game, am I thinking 1, 2, 3, we're out, that's it? Or am I thinking, okay, buckle up? And right now, I'm just in the buckle up stage of the
song. So I do think it's fair. But to push back, just playing devil's advocate here, how much of this is just he's not Emmanuel Clase?
Well, and there's always going to be some bump back with that, right? Like if the expectation to follow up Clase is that you have to be one of the best closers in the game, and Clase legitimately is one of the best closers in the game, you're right in that there's going to be a fall off there. But if you're hovering around a 3.5 ERA, that's not best closer in the game. You're one of the worst closers in the game.
I think if we talk about
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I hate panic because it's baseball, and baseball, bad baseball is good baseball to me.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, the lineup still scares the crap out of me because nobody's really taken a step forward this year.
Have you seen the numbers over the previous month for this lineup?
It's actually decent, right?
No, it's atrocious.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it could not be worse.
What am I thinking?
Anyways, I'm not sure. Yeah, across the board.
I knew it was awful.
It's like they're like 25th and below in every category over the previous month.
But like my bigger issue is nobody's taking a step forward. Okay, I guess maybe Manzardo, but even he's been hot and cold. But like there's nobody that's really taking a step forward. But I'll be honest, I put the rotation in general as a bigger concern now even than just Cade. Because, or even the bullpen. Like, I expect, listen, if last year was the absolute zenith a bullpen can get to, and this year is the bottom level for this team, given everything they've had, I think they're going to wash out somewhere in the middle next year. I don't know I feel that way about the rotation anymore.
So what should actually be the story from last night's game if it wasn't for Cade Smith?
Leaving Slade Siconian far too long?
Exactly. But this also being how many games now in the previous 5-6 that we've seen Slade offer up at least a 5 spot on the board?
Yep.
And yes, you're right. They leave him in a little bit too long. No question about that. But Slade was a true bright spot in this season. Like
I don't know what the hell Gavin Williams is going to do.
Yeah,
he's going to either throw an almost no-hitter or he's going to get hit for a 5-6 or 7 spot. And those are the two guys that I'm most confident in. Tanner, probably a 5 spot. Logan Allen, 4 or 5 spot. Like it's wild how, and this to me is where, all right, what's going on with the program? I don't know that the lineup has enough ML. I that's been beaten out of me.
Mm-hmm.
The lineup's been so bad. Most of these guys should not be in everyday spots. I relent. Uncle, I give up. They're not talented enough. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that about the rotation. And I understand that we got spoiled with a pitching factory. I do. But if we talk about the physicality of the guys you have, Gavin Williams is as high of a potential guy as you've had since Kluber or Bauer.
The Justin Herbert of baseball starters.
Siccone, I think, probably profiles more as a mid-rotation starter. But Tanner Bibee is one of the more high-ceiling guys you've had. Tristan McKenzie fell apart. He was one of your high-ceiling guys. What we're not used to is once guys hit a kind of threshold with this rotation, we're used to them continuing to be Corey Kluber until the wheels fell off, or we're used to it them being Trevor Bauer until... he gets banned from baseball for being a bad human being, allegedly. We're used to him being Mike Clevenger till his arm falls off. Like, we're not used to guys being healthy and then just regressing to where they are. That's when you're talking about that offensively with the rotation and within the bullpen. At some point, there's a guy in charge of the clubhouse who you got to go, hey, If you're not coaching this out of them, how much of this is on you?
I don't know that that's on vote. I look at a lot of what's going on, especially with the lineup top to bottom, and it's it. And really, again, I really think when you see managers making dumb bullpen decisions, it's one of the biggest highlights and red flags you can have, that they just don't have the roster behind it. Like they just don't have the pieces, because they know what strings to pull. They know what they're supposed to be doing in any given setting when it comes to that stuff. When they keep doing some of the really what seems like dumb bullpen mismanagement, that just tells you they don't have the horses.
Yeah, but I think when players regress, that's...
Well, I can't explain. Like I said, like Gavin Williams, to me, I made the Herbert comp for a reason. It's just he's got all the tools in the world, and everyone's just expecting a little bit more. Now, obviously, that's being very, very kind to Gavin Williams at this point.
Bybee, too.
But
Bybee was your ace 4 months ago, he looks like a fourth starter now.
I don't know. I always wondered if they just got the most out of Bybee as is. Bybee, when he entered the Guardian system and everything, was throwing 89 miles per hour. They juiced that up to about 94 or so, which is an incredibly high velocity uptick for them to be able to get out of him. And so I always wondered what the ceiling would be there with Bybee. But with Gavin, it should have been the sky is the limit. And it's just, it has not gone that way.
I think when the pitching factory is starting to see guys regress in real time, on top of hitters playing really hot and cold, then that's a sign of one of two things. It is a sign that you're being over-leveraged as a player, but it's not like they're playing these guys every day of the week.
No, but the Slade one, the Slade one's interesting, though, because Slade had, they told him what pitches to basically throw, and they got his arsenal all set up, and you saw he was adding a couple different pitches into the mix as well. He's doing that sweeper, doing that cutter, and then it just kind of, in the past 5-6 games, it just kind of went away.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the league's caught up to him, and he hasn't responded
But it's so interesting. It's almost like the Guardians gave him the initial cheat sheet and said, here you go, and then he had success with it, and then now they've just been scrambling to update the cheat sheet, and they haven't been able to do so properly.
Somebody give Cade Smith the cheat sheet so we can get back to him being a great reliever. 216-474-0092. Are you writing off Cade Smith as a potential elite closer? I mean, it's four bad games in mostly a month. I think we're being a little gun-shy on Cade, even if last night really stunk. If the three games he had prior to these last four games really stunk as well. Playoffs, in 5 minutes with Jake on 92.3 The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.